Good morning, it's North 71, Gregsy Breakfast. I'm Gregsy. Here's Yas.
Good morning.
And Jason Derulo's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I tell you, right, I'm going to get this out of the way first of all. How annoyed are you with people singing your name now?
It can be pretty annoying.
Yeah.
I almost did. I had to stop myself. I'll be completely honest. But we notice on the new single you don't do it.
Nah, man. It's a very personal, you know, emotional record. So, like, you know, I didn't want to do that.
Well, welcome to the show. Pleasure to be having you on the show this morning. And Yaz and I have already eaten breakfast. I don't know if you've taken care of breakfast yourself.
I have. I actually woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. So I had gym, I had breakfast, I had, you know.
Is that how the day starts out for you? Do you start with a bit of a workout in the morning at that time?
Yeah. You know, I try to, you know, but it doesn't always happen like that. But yeah, you know, I try to.
And because I've been doing it a couple of days a week, I've been trying to get to the gym at, say, about 4 o'clock in the morning. And do you have a little regime? Because what I do is the minute I wake up, I have to eat a banana. Because then by the time I get to the gym, I've got energy to work out. Do you do that, Jason?
No, I don't. Because I think the banana would kind of make me sick during the workout.
Okay.
Yeah, but how long does it take you to get to the gym?
Is that where I'm going wrong? 10 minutes.
Okay, I mean, that may give you a little time to digest it, but, you know, I'm going right downstairs, so, like, you know, I'm going to the hotel gym.
All right, okay, I thought you had a gym in your house there, though.
No, I mean, I'm on the road, like, 99% of the time.
Hey, want to speak about that, actually, because, you know, you've just finished a massive tour a few months ago. Well, it was a few months ago now. Yeah. That was nonstop for, what, the best part of a year?
Yeah, I mean, tour and promo tour, you know, together, I mean, I've literally been traveling for the past 2.5 years.
How do you keep in touch with friends when you're on the road like that?
I don't have any friends.
We are your friends now.
Nah, you know, you can use Skype, you can, you know, call on the phone, which can be pretty expensive, but yeah.
Does it get lonely when you're on the road?
Yeah, I get really lonely and, you know, I just hang on to my teddy bear. No, I'm good, man. I mean, I miss my family a lot, but I mean, other than that, you know, I'm good.
Everybody has a story from a tour, at least one.
A girl has stayed in a janitor's closet for about 4 to 5 hours, waiting until the show started so she could come out, because the janitor's closet was right by the stage, so she could come out and run out on stage and then hug me and not let go until 7 security guards had to fire off.
It took 7 people to take this little girl.
I'm exaggerating, but yeah, she had a tight grip.
Did you not once have to sign a baby's forehead after the sort of mom begged you to do it?
Oh yeah, I don't think I signed it though. The baby was like 6 months. I mean, gee, I'm like,
Rez. You've worked with a lot of acts over the years, right? Do you, Jason? Do you have a wish list of people you still like to work with yet?
There are people that I, you know, would like really, really like to work with. I mean, like Prince and Madonna. You know, people that I grew up watching. You know, as a kid. You know, you just have those desires because as a child, you know, those were the people that you watched. I guess those are the people that I, you know, would like to work with most.
And what's the deal with that kind of thing? Is it really uncool for you to phone up Prince and be like, hey, man, you know, fancy doing something together? Is that just not the done thing? Or?
I don't have his number.
Oh, you can always take a leaf out of Kesha's book, because she don't just sort of gate crash his house.
I heard. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
You could hide in the janitor's closet.
Yeah. Somehow I don't think it'll bold as well if a guy did it.
Yeah, maybe not. I think
it was a little excusable if she did it.
So why did you, because you've turned down quite a few things. You've turned down the chance to, is it true that you turned down the chance to play Jimi Hendrix in a film about his life?
Yeah, I turned that one down because I was working on Future History.
Come on and tell us about the album then, because it's going to be out this month.
Yeah, you know, music is my everything. And though I do love acting, that will have its time, mm-hmm. that will have its place, and the right role will come for me at the right time. But Future History was and is my main priority in my life. You know, it's the greatest accomplishment that I've, you know, had thus far. So the album is a compilation of just totally different kinds of records. Every record can literally stand on its own. I mean, I have records about stalkers. I have records about never wanting to leave the club, obviously. And I have records about things that are just very, very emotional and personal to me that you would never, ever, ever find out unless you heard the album. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is very dear to me. And it's an open book. It's an open book of who Jason Derulo is.
The Mobos.
You're going to be hosting the Mobos, aren't you?
Yeah, which is crazy. I've never hosted anything before.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you hosting the Mobos. It's gonna be a great night. It's gonna be in Glasgow, so it's not too far from us.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm excited, man. It's gonna be amazing.
All right, Jason Derulo, thanks for speaking to us
today.
Thanks,
Jason.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.